First, more than 33 million Americans have filed for unemployment since March, when states began issuing stay-at-home orders that forced non-essential businesses to close during the COVID-19 outbreak. According to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, more than 500,000 people have sought unemployment assistance in the state. We'll get official jobless claims numbers tomorrow from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, but everything we have so far paints a bleak picture of the impact the pandemic has had on the economy. Our next guest joins us to talk about the numbers and what they could mean for the economy in the coming months. Abdur Chaudhry is a professor emeritus in the Department of Economics at Marquette University. Abdur, welcome back to Central Time.
Oh, thank you for having me on your program.
Well, big numbers here of people applying for unemployment. Can you put this, Abdur, in perspective for us?
Yes. As this morning, the jobless claim number came out, 3.2 million people applied for unemployment insurance in the week ending on May 2nd. So if you take from mid-March, in the last 7 weeks, about 33.5 million Americans have applied for unemployment insurance. Just to give you some perspective, tomorrow the Department of Labor is going to release the unemployment numbers, and all indications are that more than 21 million Americans have lost their jobs in the month of April, which is, and the unemployment rate most likely will be somewhere in the range of 15% to 20%, the highest unemployment we have seen in a very long time. And just to give you some perspective, if 21 million Americans lose jobs, that would mean that all the jobs that has been created in the last 10 years will be lost.
I had seen some reports that we had started to see job losses along these lines, or at least the start of it, even before shutdowns started. How do we tease out how much of this might be the fears about the epidemic and the direct impact of the epidemic itself versus the shutdowns, the state and federal government response to that pandemic? Or is that even a distinction worth making?
The distinction would be very small, I would say. Most of the jobless claims that we see now has been because of the shutdown.
And what are you looking for when it comes to how we emerge from these levels of unemployment?
It will take a long time for us to get back to the January-February situation in terms of the number of jobs that we have in this country. The reason is many business firms will not be able to survive this shutdown. We will see some small business firms going under. So, for example, before this virus, unemployment rate in the U.S. was 3.5%, the lowest we have seen in 50 years. Now, my guess is that when everything is said and done, things stabilize, we are not going to see that 3.5% unemployment rate. Unemployment will be somewhere in the 5% to 6% range. The reason is, as I said, many businesses will close and there will be some who will lose their jobs for a very long period of time.
When you look at the federal efforts, especially the third stage, the economic recovery package of $2 trillion, do you see that as an effective way to help individuals and businesses weather the storm here?
It is. I would say it's a step in the right direction, but we do need to do more, especially for the states and local government. That is something that hasn't been done much. Most of the states are now running a huge deficit. They cannot cover their unemployment claims, for example, among other things. Just to give you an idea, in Wisconsin, the Wisconsin state government has so far paid about $380 billion as unemployment insurance claims. So the state governments do need federal help. The local governments do need that too. So we are looking forward towards the Congress. Hopefully they will come up with another, at least $500 billion or more aid to the state and local governments.
We're talking to Abdur Chaudhry, Professor Emeritus in the Department of Economics at Marquette University, looking at big unemployment numbers over the last month. More bad news expected when official numbers come out tomorrow. Abdur, do we know what kind of sectors, what parts of the economy are being hit the most when it comes to unemployment?
Yes, it's mostly the service sector that has been hit the most. As we know, restaurants have closed, travel has been affected. So the service sector where we see most of the job losses.
Unemployment was changed some in the economic recovery packages. So now contractors, independent contractors, so-called gig workers and people like that are able to apply for unemployment benefits. Is that something you see as being a helpful change?
Yeah, any help would go a long way at this point. We do see a lot of self-employed people who doesn't have any income. You know, their business has stopped completely. So any type of assistance would help these people in go a long way.
Looking at the stock market, it dropped, of course, a lot in the early days. It seems to have stabilized, not come close to its past levels. What are you watching for on the stock market side of things?
On the stock market, obviously, there are so many different factors that affect the stock market. I don't see the stock market going down the way it did the first couple of weeks. It has stabilized a little bit, but it will stay at this level for some time. There will be some volatility in the market, but I don't see the stock market crashing.
The word recession has a technical meaning in how we measure it. It seems like we must be in one or headed there. How do we actually make that call?
Actually, technically, the way we call recession is if our GDP growth rate drops for two consecutive quarters. Now, for example, the first quarter GDP has dropped by 4.8%. The numbers came out last week. And there are all signs indicate that in the second quarter of 2020, we will see a much larger drop in GDP growth in the U.S. So technically, I would say the U.S. is already in a recession.
And with a recession going on, big government spending aimed at trying to address this, there are concerns about the impact on the federal deficit. Is that something that you find yourself worrying about at this point?
No, not much really. Obviously, the federal deficit will increase. Indications are that it will reach a level of about $5 trillion this year. This fiscal year. But I think at this point, an immediate concern for everyone is how to revive the economy. So we can think about the deficit a little bit later once things stabilize.
Now, Abdur, we've had bad economic times in the past, the Great Recession of 10 years ago or so, the Great Depression, of course. But this seems really different in some ways. Are there any roadmaps we can learn from past economic downturns that apply here?
This is a little bit different in the sense that, you know, everything abruptly stopped and we are in uncharted water from that point of view. What I see happening is later this year, in the fourth quarter or early 2021, I do see a comeback in the U.S. economy. It'll be a little bit sort of a prolonged upturn in the economy. So what I see is a U-shaped recovery in the U.S. economy going forward, because we are in uncharted territory, as you all know.
Now, if all the shutdowns ended tomorrow, I think some businesses would do okay there. But I've seen concerns that, you know, are people going to want to go right back into restaurants or stadiums or things like that, even absent the shutdowns? Do you see this as a slow crawl back to recovery?
Yes, that's why I'm saying it'll be sort of a U-shaped. The reason is, as you said, if restaurants open tomorrow, I'm not sure that many people are willing to go to the restaurant at this point. So you will see a very slow recovery taking place. You know, things will come back to normal after a certain period of time.
I wanted to ask you, we've talked in the past about the oil market, Abdur, and we had that strange scenario where at least one of the oil future prices was negative dollars. People would pay you to take it off their hands if you could get it and store it. What's going on with oil?
Yeah, what has happened in the oil is we see the reason the price dropped so much was, on one hand, we saw an increased supply of oil in the world market. There was a supply glut. On the other hand, we saw a decreased demand because of the shutdown in the economy globally. So this decreased demand and increased supply led to this sharp decline in price. Now that countries are opening up slowly, U.S. states are opening up slowly, in the last week or so, we have seen a slight upturn in demand. That's why if you look in Wisconsin, for example, in the last week, you'll see prices at the pump has increased slightly.
Briefly, as we wrap up, Abdur, when we're through all of this, hopefully sooner than later, are there lessons here for building a more resilient economy so that maybe the next pandemic we can weather it a little better?
Basically, I think the main lessons learned is that we do need to listen to the experts, especially the health experts, and we need to follow the guidelines that they set for us. We don't want to open the economy too fast and the virus come back again, reemerge a second time. So I think one of the things we have learned from the pandemic is we do need to listen to the health experts more carefully.
Abdur, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Okay, thank you for having me on your program. Thank you.
Abdur Chaudhry is Professor Emeritus in the Department of Economics at Marquette University. He joined us for a look at big numbers of unemployment claims during the COVID-19 outbreak and what it could take to turn things around.